State cross-country coverage on Q92, brought to you by Anderson DeBuse Funeral Home, Appleton Area Health, B. Johnson Electric, Bellingham American Legion, CCM Health, Montevideo, Cargill and Madison, Celtic Insurance, Cliff Beesman Trucking, the Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Truck Parts, Dean Martinson Pioneer Seeds, Edward Jones, Erickson Chevrolet, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo. State cross-country coverage brought to you by Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Gnometown Grounds in Dawson, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Greater Community Credit Union, Gruwell Electric, Heather Nursery and Floral, Independent Oil Company in Canby, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers. State cross-country brought to you by Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Lean Lumber, Livestock Systems in Dawson, Ludvigson Tiling, Olson Sanitation, Prairie Sun Bank, Shadowland Trucking, Ryan Smith Seed, State Farm Insurance, Tony Arata, Swidzinski for House, Strand Agency, Lock Farrell Mutual Insurance, Triple S Trucking, and United Prairie Bank in Madison. Thanks for joining us for state cross-country coverage right here on Q92.
And we want to add UFP Miniota for our state cross-country coverage. They're our premier sponsor for state cross-country. State cross-country coming up here in a little bit. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. We have Dawson Boyd Elementary Principal Amy Heideman covering state cross-country for us at the University Golf Course today. The boys will start in a little bit here at 10 o'clock. We've got two area boys that will be following, Adam Van Binsbergen from Montevideo, and we'll follow Caden Vanderwall. They're running individually in the Class A run here in a little bit. Caden's from Ortonville, and we'll hear from them. We did some interviews with them and get to know them a little bit. And then we'll have the results of the Class A boys probably around 10:30 this morning. And then the girls represented La Caparo Valley Dawson Boyd girls team are running. They'll run at 10:45. The girls race starts. About 180 runners in each race. That's a lot. And we'll hear the girls representing La Caparo Valley Dawson Boyd. Of course, we've got the Glagey sisters, Bryn and Chloe, Laura Schreier, Sadie Rosendahl, Talia Hersham, Harper Grunholz, and Morgan Anderson will be running for the girls here at 10:45. Amy's down there, and she'll be at the finish line. We'll visit with all the runners at the finish line today. Also, we're following Maya Pesek from Canby, Minnesota. So a big day of cross-country, and later tonight I'll be in Marshall for the Section 3A Volleyball Championship match. Minnesota will be taking on Russell Tyler Ruthen. That starts around 7:30 tonight right here on Q92. So we're awaiting a call from Amy here from the University Golf Course. Then we'll continue with our coverage with some interviews with Adam Van Binsbergen from Montevideo and Caden Vanderwall from Ortonville.
All right, let's go down to state cross country coverage at the University of Minnesota Golf Course. Amy Heideman's with us. Amy, tell us what's happening down there. Thanks for covering state cross country for Q92 today.
You bet, no problem.
What's it like down there? What's the weather like? Is it good for running?
It's a little cool, but I think the runners are going to be happy. Like, I don't have my coat on yet. It's not cold enough to do that. We'll get plenty warm running around here, but it's cool, but it's not wet like yesterday. Yesterday would have been miserable.
Okay.
Today I think it'll be dry and maybe a little slippery in spots for the runners, but otherwise it'll be a good race day.
All right, that sounds great. What's the boys start at 10 o'clock, correct?
Yep, they just announced 15 minutes to race time, and I can see the clock. We're 13 minutes to go time.
Okay. Of course, we're following Adam Van Binsbergen from Montevideo and Caden Vanderwall from Ortonville. Those are the two boys that we'll be following. And I know you're excited about the girls' race coming up at 10:45, right?
Yes, absolutely. We've got Maya Pesek is my niece, and she's running in the individual race. And then from our section, we have Redwood running, and then our very own La Caparo Dawson Boyd girls are running. And so we're really excited to see them and see them get a chance to compete here as a team.
Yeah, that's right. About 180 girls are running in that. That's a lot different than a regular cross country meet, local cross country meet, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Maya and I were talking about that because she likes to get out front right away. And it's hard because of the way they start in their sections. She might be a little further back than she's used to, but
okay.
It should be fun. It's a lot of runners. I like the start line, though, because it's fun to see all the different colors of all the different teams as they get started and head out of the chute. And, yeah, I'm excited to cheer on the boys and the girls and get going.
That's right. I want to add, too, well, it's not in Class A, but Ruby Peterson, Carrie Tollison, Charlie Peterson's daughter for Highland Park, she's running, and I believe the class this afternoon. Just wanted to mention that for our local listeners here. Ruby Peterson, that's Carrie Tollison's daughter and Charlie Peterson's daughter. So another local,
very cool.
Local connection there at State Cross Country. So.
Yep.
All right. I know I talked to some of the runners that ran there last year. It was pretty cool and wet, and they didn't like it because it got real slippery. And it is, what's the ground like there? Is it wet yet? Or?
Yeah, it's wet. It's going to be slippery in spots for sure. But they're the first to run today. They're kind of spoiled that way that they're not running the fourth, fifth race of the day, you know, on the course. And so it won't be near as slippery as it will be later today.
Okay, do you know, do they run in, do the cross-country runners have a kind of spikes, or what are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Typically, the runners that have been doing it for a while know that they need to wear spikes and whatnot. Every once in a while, you get one or two that have their tennis shoes on, but
okay.
Most of them are wearing spikes.
All right. Have you had a chance to visit with your niece, Maya Peslick, today yet? Or?
No. I saw Coach Jared, but he's the only one I've seen so far.
All right, yeah, Coach John Sherb and, of course, Allison, your sister, for Cami Mediota down there, and we'll be talking with them later today, too, I'm guessing, right?
Yes, that's the plan.
All right. All right, Amy, well, hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate that open here for State Cross Country, and you have a full day ahead of you. You ready?
Yep, I am ready.
All right, thanks a lot, Amy, and we'll just hang on the line here, and we'll talk a little bit. I want to thank everyone for all our state cross-country sponsors. We'll hear from them here in a little bit. And then Amy will be back on the air here probably after the boys' race. And hopefully we'll be able to hook up with Adam Van Spinsbergen from Montevideo and Kate Vanderwall from Hortonville and then talk preview that girls' race at 10:45. So with that, we'll turn it back to regular programming.
State Cross Country coverage on Q92 brought to you by Anderson DeBuse Funeral Home, Appleton Area Health, B. Johnson Electric, Bellingham American Legion, CCM Health, Montevideo, Cargill and Madison, Celtic Insurance, Cliff Beesman Trucking, the Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Truck Parts, Dean Martinson Pioneer Seeds, Edward Jones, Erickson Chevrolet, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo. State Cross Country coverage brought to you by Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Gnometown Grounds in Dawson, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Greater Community Credit Union, Grewell Electric, Heather Nursery and Floral, Independent Oil Company in Canby, Jenny O Turkey Store, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers. State Cross Country brought to you by Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Lean Lumber, Livestock Systems in Dawson, Ludwig's and Tiley, Olson Sanitation, Prairie Sun Bank, Shadowland Trucking, Ryan Smith Seed, State Farm Insurance, Tony Arata, Swidzinski for House, Brand Agency, Lack Farrell Mutual Insurance, Triple S Trucking, and United Prairie Bank in Madison. Thanks for joining us for state cross-country coverage right here on Q92.
All right, Paul Ramo here in the studio covering state cross-country along with Amy Heidemann. Amy's down at the University Golf Course. The boys' race just started. It's 5,000 meters, 3.1 miles, and we're covering Adam Van Spinsbergen from Montevideo and Caden Vanderwall from Hortonville. Earlier this week, I sat down and talked with both of them. And then after their interviews, we'll go live from the University Golf Course with the boys finish with Amy and hopefully talk with Adam and Caden. Here's Adam Van Spinsbergen.
Also competing at the state cross-country meet at the University of Minnesota this morning is Montevideo Thunderhawk Adam Van Spinsbergen. And Adam joins us here. Adam, congratulations on qualifying for the state meet.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, is this the first time you've been at the state, or?
No, well, I made it in last year for basketball.
Oh, that's right.
And then I've made it in track a few times, too. So this, I've made it now in every sport that I'm in, which that is one of my big goals.
Oh, that's awesome, Adam. Yeah, basketball, that was a great run by the Montevideo basketball team last winter, wasn't it?
That was very exciting, especially against Jackson County that last game. That was crazy.
I remember that well. It's one of my favorite moments broadcasting sports. That's for sure. So, well, how's the basketball team look this year?
I think we're going to be a strong team. We got some good young guys that are going to hopefully fill in the roles. But we're going to be a quick team. A lot of guards out there.
Good.
So we'll be getting up and down the floor pretty quick.
Sounds great. All right, Adam, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, what grade you're in, and maybe some other activities you're in at Montevideo High School.
I am a junior at Montevideo. I am in cross country, basketball, and track. I love the sports I'm in, and I think, especially around our area, we need more three-sport athletes.
I agree. You know? Yeah.
I think that tells you something about a person when they're a three-sport athlete.
Yeah.
I was a
four-sport athlete back in the 70s. You could go off for baseball.
Wow.
You could go off for baseball and track at the same time. Can you still do that today, you think, or? Some kids
maybe
do that, don't they?
Maybe in a smaller school. Yeah. I think in a smaller school you probably could.
Okay. Okay. What's your favorite sport, Adam?
You know, I always say my favorite sport is the sport I'm in. I kind of, when I'm in the sport, I love it. And when it's done, I'm ready to go to the next one, and I'm excited for that season.
All right. Good answer, by the way. All right, let's talk cross country. This is the first time you've qualified for state and cross country then, huh?
Yes, it is, yep.
Okay. First of all, tell us who your coaches are, and maybe let's talk about the Montevideo boys team for a little bit before we talk about your individual accomplishments there.
So the head coach for the boys is Dave Schimming, and then the head coach for the girls is Ronell Enveltson and Jenna Williamson. And, you know, they have all played a huge part in my success and our team's success. I mean, they truly care about each and every individual. And, you know, the boys, I look at all of our times from the start of the year to now. And, we had guys that dropped 7 minutes on our team from the year before.
Wow.
Which is pretty spectacular. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think Mr. Schimming, his training, and Mrs. Enveltson and Mrs. Williamson, their training really kind of prepares you for the end of the year. And they start tapering the workouts as you get closer to the end of the season. It's been a fun team and a lot of fun guys out there, and made great relationships with them.
Who are some of the other guys on your team, some of your runners that you've ran with this year for the Montevideo Thunderhawks?
Okay, we have Sonny Dahl. He's a sophomore, and he's in a few. He's a three-sport athlete, too. And then we have Brandon Bedner. He was our number two runner this year. And then we have Henry Godfrey. We have Kevin Izaguar, and we have Nolan Christopher, and Zach LaHaye is our starting varsity team for this year.
Good. All right, Adam, tell us a little bit about how your season went personally.
You know, I came into the season the goal was to get to state. And, last season I missed going to state by 2 seconds.
Oh, no. And really?
I kind of had that in the back of my mind the whole time. So I didn't want to miss it again by 2 seconds. So, you know, but all the training, it did pay off. You know, cross country is a sport that will help you in any other sport. I mean, it helps you in basketball. It helps you in track. It'll help you in swimming, wrestling, ball. I mean, it really will help you in so many other sports. And it's a lifelong activity, too, which is great about running.
Yep. Yeah, how did you get involved in running, Adam? How did you start, or why cross country?
Well, I was in football, I joined track, and I got bumped up to varsity the first year, and so anyways, I did football that year, and then the next year came around, and I was kind of on the waiver. I had a good buddy, Griffin Epema, who was wavering too, and we decided we're going to do cross country. And so, I mean, it's gone up from there. I mean,
okay, good. Let's talk about the section meet last week in Madison. Talk about your section run there. And I believe you placed seventh, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a beautiful day for a meet. Perfect weather. And, you know, it was a beautiful meet. And anyways, you know, you're going through that, you're running, and I mean, it helps when you have coaches and you have teammates that are shouting times at you, shouting what place you're in, what place you need to be in.
Oh.
And I really had that I had all my coaches. They were I had people at the 1 mile mark, the 2 mile mark. I had people on the back stretch. There's a hill. I had people helping me there. And that really helps when you got people supporting you.
Okay. What was your time at sections? Was it a pretty good time for you?
Yeah, I had my lifetime PR. I had, I believe it was 16:55.
Yep.
Was my
okay.
time.
Yep. Awesome. Congratulations. Your personal best run ever, huh?
Thank you. Yeah, it was exciting.
Good time to do that, too, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, it was a fun run.
Do you like that, the finish line there at the Madison Golf Course? A lot of runners told me they like that running downhill to the finish line.
I really do like that. That is one of my favorite finishes that we have. Mm-hmm. I personally feel I pass a lot of people at the end. You know, that's not the place where you want to kind of give up. I mean, that's where, I mean, you ran the whole race, finish as strong as you can.
Right.
But yeah, that's a fun downhill.
When you realized you were headed to the state cross country meet, what went through your mind there, Adam?
I had a smile, and I was so excited for myself. It was one of my goals, and I can etch that goal off now.
Right. Right. Well, have you been to a cross country meet before? A state cross country meet?
No, I have never been there, so I don't really have any images in mind.
Expectations?
Expectations is definitely to beat my time.
Right.
You know, the last person to go to state for Monty for cross country, it's been a while. It's been 2017.
Oh, wow.
So,
was that to Beast?
I think to Beast was 16.
Okay.
And then there's another runner in 17.
Okay. Good. All right. Adam, anything else you'd like to add? Appreciate the interview today. And anything else we should touch on here? Or we get everything?
Yeah, I think we got everything. You know, okay. I think it'll be a fun race on Saturday. Have lots of people. I'm bringing a few cross country friends with. So
good.
Yeah,
your family will be there.
It. Yep, I got lots of family.
Oh, yeah. Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you got time to rattle them off? Who's all going to be there?
Yeah. Well, I got both sides of my both grandparents, and then I got my dad's cousin, and then I got my whole immediate family, and
that's cool.
I think maybe my cousins too. I'm not for sure.
That's cool. That's good. You got a good support group there, then.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Adam, best of luck on the course here this morning at the University of Minnesota golf course, and we'll talk to you after the run. Okay.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Yep. Adam Van Spinsbergen from Montevideo, Montevideo Thunderhawk, competing at the state cross country meet. Let's continue with our state cross country coverage. We're going to visit with Caden Vanderwall of the Ortonville Trojans. Caden, congratulations on making the state.
Thank you. Thank you.
This isn't something new to you, though, is it? You've been there a few times. Tell us about it.
Yeah, this is my third time, so I'm a senior now, so it should be an exciting run this year.
All right, and runs in the family, too. Didn't your sister make it to state a few times?
Yep, she made it to state three times across country as well.
Oh, okay. And what was her name again?
Carissa Vanderwall.
Carissa, okay. All right, well, if you had made it four times, then you have one up on her then, huh?
Yeah, we've both made it once in track, too, so I got track season to get one more on her.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Caden, why don't you tell us, our listeners, a little bit about yourself, what grade you're in, and maybe some other activities you're in at Ortonville.
So I'm a senior at Ortonville, and I play basketball, run track, obviously, and I enjoy doing BPA. I'm in student council, a bunch of different stuff like that.
Okay. And what other sports are you involved in?
Basketball and then track.
Okay, so three-sport athlete.
Yeah.
Yeah, should be more of them, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun to play three sports.
Yep. Let's talk a little bit about your season this year for the Trojans and your team, boys' team. How'd it go for you?
It was pretty good. For me personally, it got off to a little slow start, but these last couple of meets I've been running pretty good for what I should be doing. And then this year we've had a lot of younger seventh graders join. They've been running good for junior high. They took first in a couple meets. We got an eighth grader, Abram Heck. He's going to be a great runner. He runs about the same times I did when I was in eighth grade. So
wow, good.
He'll be doing good.
Okay, any other teammates on the boys team there?
Well, I had one other senior, Lucas Claypool. He's been running for long as I have, and then James Hoddenfield was a sophomore, so he'll be the oldest one next year once us two seniors graduate this year. So.
Okay, so kind of a young team next year then.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's your coaches, Caden?
We have Mrs. Keller, and then Thomas Froland helps out. Lynn Keller, sorry.
Okay.
Thomas Froland helps out. Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about your individual season. You one of the best runners in the state, that's for sure. Talk about your season. I know you placed first medalist in a number of meets this year. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I took first in a couple early meets. I took first in our home meet, and then at the conference meet, I got first place in that. So that was a fun race.
Camden Conference, first place. That's pretty good.
Yep.
It's a tough conference, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Zach Parles' team is always up there. We got a couple kids, one kid from Lakeview, one from KMS. So, yeah, it was tough.
What are some of your favorite courses to run in the area, Caden?
One of my favorites is New London Spicer. That's always a fun one just because they got some rolling hills. Minnewaska, I actually kind of enjoy that course because we run, like, there's a little path that we run through the trees in.
Oh.
And they introduced that the last couple of years, and that's been fun to do. So it's kind of like you're running through the woods.
Okay.
So it's fun.
Is that where your section was? Now, you're in a different section in Lacapral Valley, Dawson Boyd, right?
Yep, we're in the north section, and that's where our meet was this year.
Okay.
I've ran there for sections when I was in eighth grade, too. So it's not a new course, but
is it at the golf course in Minnewaska or in Glenwood, or what is it?
Yep, in the golf course.
Okay. All right, well, let's talk about that section meet. And what place did you get, and what was your time?
I got fourth place, and I ran a 16:34.
Okay.
A couple seconds slower than my PR, but
okay. What's your PR, Caden?
16:31. That's the goal.
Okay.
To beat for state.
Do you remember what you ran at state, your other times at state?
I think my first year it was 16:59, and then last year I ran 16:38, I believe.
Okay. All right. Caden, why do you like cross country? Why do you like running? How did you get started in it?
Well, I got started from my sister. I was probably in fourth grade when she first made it to state. So, I mean, watching her growing up, I've always wanted to run and stuff. And I would do fun runs in the summer with her and stuff like that. And then it's just one of those sports that no matter what, you can do it. Like, I can go out any day and run. It's just a fun thing to do and clear your mind and all that. I've always enjoyed it.
Okay, and you run on your own a lot then?
Yep, I'll run quite a bit in the summers and
How many miles do you get in, Caden? Do you keep track of that?
Yeah, I mean, in the summers I keep it, especially like this last year from track. It was a long track season, so I kind of kept it a little, like 30 miles a week to start with or 20 miles a week. Oh, and then I get up to like 45, 50 at most in the summer. Maybe once or 2 weeks. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Okay. I get tired driving that far. I can't imagine running it. So you plan on furthering your athletic career in college someplace then?
Yep. I plan on going to St. Scholastica up in Duluth and running there. So
good.
Really like the coach, and it should be fun, and it's a beautiful place up there, so.
Both cross country and track, then, or?
Yep, I'll be doing both.
Okay, what events are you involved in track in the spring?
I run the 1600, and then the 3200.
Okay, all right. Well, you've ran the University of Minnesota golf course before, right? Was it last year?
Yep, it's been there for the last all 3 years. My years I've ran state, it's been there. So this will be my third time.
Okay.
Run out the course.
Tell us a little bit of what you think about the university course.
Well, the first couple of years it was raining, and we were one of the last runners, so it was muddy, but it's a tough course. There's a lot of hills and little ups and downs, but it's always fun to have so many good runners all together running, so you don't really realize it when you're running with all those people.
Right.
But I really like the course, and you got the long straightaway right at the end. It's always fun.
Okay. Yeah, it's a little different at the state because there's so many more runners than a regular conference meet or whether. Do you have a strategy at the start of the race? I mean, you don't want to be left in the back, right? Do you have a strategy to run the state meet this year?
Yeah, usually I try to get out pretty fast, even in my other races. I always like to be in fast. And I don't like being grouped up with all those people, but I know a lot of other runners will stay back and stuff like that. It can be tough because however many of us there are, like 100 of us all trying to funnel in into like a 10-foot wide path, it gets a little hectic off the start. A lot of guys are sprinting and you got to kind of get out fast. But
did you compete in some larger meets this year?
No, not too many larger meets this year for me. Kind of stay around the area and stuff like that. But.
Okay. All right. Well, real good, Caden. You placed fourth in sections, and you're looking to do a PR at state this morning, right?
Yep, that's the goal.
Okay. All right, Caden, thank you for your time, and best of luck, and we'll talk to you after the run then.
Yep, thank you, guys.
All right, that's Caden Vanderwall with the Ortonville Trojans. We'll take a break, and we'll come back and continue our state cross-country coverage right after this.
At the state cross-country meet, coming to you after the boys' Class A race. We have Caden and Adam here to give you results of today's meet. Both had a great race. Let's start with Caden here. Caden is a senior from Ortonville. And, Caden, how did you feel about the race today?
It was pretty good. It was tough the first mile. We went out pretty hard. But that last little bit, there's that nice straightaway, and I kicked it down pretty good, caught up a couple places, and got a PR. So.
Yeah, it was great race today. You look strong out there. It's a little cool, but really it's a racer's race, isn't it, today?
Yeah, it's beautiful weather. I mean, that slight breeze was a little chilly at the beginning, but once you get into the race, it feels great.
Yeah, and Adam, you ran a PR today, too. This is your junior year, second year in cross country, correct?
Yes, it is.
And your first time at the state meet, what do you think?
It was just so cool seeing all these people here, you know. It's just something that you don't experience back at home, you know. Different experience, and it's a cool experience, too.
Yeah, you ran a great race today, and you both should be really proud of yourself and what you accomplished today. Anything you want to say to anybody back home or anything? No. How about you, Kate?
I mean, just thanks for the support throughout the season. It means a lot, yeah.
Yeah. And you both will look forward to the spring track meet and whatnot as well. Both have been strong distance runners for their teams and a lot to look forward to in the future. It's been fun watching these boys compete. Paul, back to you.
State Cross Country coverage on Q92 brought to you by Anderson DeBeese Funeral Home, Appleton Area Health, B. Johnson Electric, Bellingham American Legion, CCM Health, Montevideo, Cargill and Madison, Celtic Insurance, Cliff Beesman Trucking, the Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Truck Parts, Dean Martinson Pioneer Seeds, Edward Jones, Erickson Chevrolet, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo. State Cross Country coverage brought to you by Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Gnometown Grounds in Dawson, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Greater Community Credit Union, Gruel Electric, Heather Nursery and Floral, Independent Oil Company in Canby, Jenny O Turkey Store, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers. State Cross Country brought to you by Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Lean Lumber, Livestock Systems in Dawson, Ludwigs and Tiley, Olson Sanitation, Prairie Sun Bank, Shadowland Trucking, Brian Smith Seed, State Farm Insurance, Tony Arata, Swidzinski for House, Brand Agency, Lack Farrell Mutual Insurance, Triple S Trucking, and United Prairie Bank in Madison. Thanks for joining us for state cross country coverage right here on Q92.
All right, let's head back on down to the University of Minnesota Golf Course where state cross country is happening. The boys just completed, and congratulations to Ortonville's Caden Vanderwall. He plays 16th, so that made him all state. Amy Heideman joins us from the university. Amy, Caden was pretty happy, wasn't he?
Yes, he was very happy. It's hard to be disappointed with a PR, so they ran good races today. Caden was pretty happy. He beat like 8 kids here in the last stretch too, so he had a really strong finish.
Yeah, and then Adam Van Spinsbergen from Montevideo, he placed 27th. Did he have a personal best too?
He did. He ran his PR today and felt really good. It was his first time down here, so he was smiling pretty good.
Good, and I should mention Section 3A boys, Redwood Valley team, they placed third, so they'll get on the podium, right?
Correct.
Okay, good. All right, now we turn our attention to the girls' race, La Caprile Valley Dawson Boy girls as a team. They are just on the starting line now, I guess, warming up, huh?
Yep, it won't be long, and they'll be getting going about 4 minutes.
Okay, and Maya Pesek, your niece, representing Canby Mineota, she's got to be pretty excited. This is like her fourth trip or something, isn't it, Amy?
Yes, this is her fourth trip, a couple times as an individual, but as a team the last 3 years, and then this year just as an individual. So she's pretty excited and ready for a good race today. The La Caprile Dawson Boyd girls are really excited, too. They're ready to run, and I've seen them out doing their warm-up run and things like that. And okay, this will be the second race for the two Glagey girls, the second time at state, I should say. And then the rest of them, this is their first run on this course. So this will be fun for the ladies.
What's the conditions like, the weather conditions like, Amy?
It's pretty cool, but, like, I'm just in a sweatshirt and stuff and doing okay. Not too bad. And then
the ground wet?
The ground is a little slick, okay, in spots. It isn't too windy. It'll be a little slicker now that the boys have run on it, but I think they'll be okay, too. I think it'll be tougher for the bigger classes this afternoon.
Okay.
So.
All right, real good, Amy. Hey, thanks for the live report from the University Golf Course there. And best of luck to Maya and the La Caprile Valley Dawson Boy girls here in a minute. And then, Amy,
yep,
you're going to be at the finish line, right?
Correct, yep.
You won't be running. Will you're do. Just going to kitty corner to the finish line, right?
Correct, yeah. No running. All right.
Thanks, Amy.
Yep. Take care.
Yeah, that's Amy Heideman filling in for us today, state cross country. Let's hear from the La Caprile Valley Dawson Boy girls team.
All right, let's get to know the La Caprile Valley Dawson Boy girls as they're running at the University of Minnesota here in the state cross country meet. And we'll start with you.
Hi, my name is Bryn Glegge. I'm a freshman.
Okay, school you go to?
I go to La Caparo.
Okay, and what other activities are you involved in, Brent?
I'm involved in student council, FFA, shadows, track, obviously cross country.
Okay.
Choir.
All right.
Valley Dance, Agapis.
Oh, wow. Oh, are you in 4-H or?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm also in 4-H.
All right, I thought so. Okay, talk about, first of all, congratulations on making the state. Talk about your section run.
I started out a little too fast, but I really settled in the last half of the race, and I kicked it when I needed to, so.
Okay, good. Now, you ran last year at state here at the university, did you?
Yep.
Okay, so you know the course. What do you think of the course here at the university?
Well, I think it's challenging. I think it's really challenging. I think there's a lot of uphills. It's very hard mentally, but once you figure out how to fight the tough spots and you really analyze it the night before, it goes really smoothly.
Okay. Were you pretty excited when you found out the team was going to state?
I was really excited.
That's great. Talk about your best time this year, and that you run the 3.1 miles, that's 5,000 meters. What's one of your favorite courses to run?
My best time this year was 2026. It was at our Hawk Creek meet, which would be CMCS,
yep,
their school. I really like that course. It's really flat. I like a flat course.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That
was the same time you ran at sections, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. I mean, at Hawk Creek, I ran a 2020.
2020. Okay.
So 6 seconds faster.
Sweet. Okay. Well, congratulations, Bren.
Thank you so much.
And who do we have here?
Morgan Anderson, a senior at Dawson Boyd High School.
Hey, Morgan. How'd you do at sections?
Pretty good.
Good.
Not my best, but.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what school you go to and what other activities you're involved in.
I go to Dawson. I'm involved in, obviously, cross country, track and field, trap shooting, choir, musicals,
okay,
Agapis, yeah.
All right. What was your time at sections, do you remember?
23:59.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did you run a good sections?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not my best, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your thoughts on when you found out the team was going to second? Because it was a kind of a, it was an upset. That's what I'm calling it, right?
Yeah, I was very excited. It was exciting.
Okay.
Fun experience.
All right. So is this your first time at state?
Yes, it is.
But you're a shadow too, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. So you got a lot of experience at the state dance, but not at state cross country, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite course to run? What's your best time this year?
My best time was 23:20 or 30 something.
Okay.
And I like flat courses.
Okay.
Yeah.
Same as Bryn then, huh?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Who do we have here?
Talia Herzog.
Talia. Okay. Right? Did I say that right?
Talia.
Okay. Got it. Sorry about that.
Okay.
talk about your section.
It was really good, and I ran a 22:24.
Okay, and what school do you go to, and what grade are you in?
Dawson Boyd, and I'm in ninth
grade. What other activities are you involved in?
Gymnastics, cross country, track and field, choir, band, and student council.
Okay, and you said gymnastics. Where's that at?
Clear Lake, South Dakota.
Oh, okay. All right. So you drive to Clear Lake for practice every day, right?
Yep.
Okay. What's one of your favorite courses to run, and what's your best time this year?
Hot Creek and 22:24.
Okay. Are you excited to be at state? Are you a little nervous?
I'm very excited, but and a little nervous.
Okay. All right. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
You bet. Who do we have here?
Harper Grumholz.
Hi, Harper. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Are you excited to run at state here?
Yes, I am.
All right. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a junior at La Caparo.
Okay.
And I am also involved in shadows, track, student council, yearbook, and ballet dance district.
Okay. And tell us about your section running on your home course last week.
I feel like Sherb definitely prepared us well last week, and it wasn't my best time, but it wasn't my worst either.
Okay. And when you found out you were going to state, what was said? Anybody jump up and down or what?
When we finished, Sherb told us we weren't going.
What was that? Say that again.
When we finished, Sherb told us we didn't make it. So
he told you he didn't make it?
Yeah.
So, why would he do that?
He did his math wrong.
Oh.
So it was kind of a shock when we found out we were actually going when the scores came in.
Yeah.
So
awesome. What's your favorite course to run in our area, and what's your best time?
I really like the Raymond course, and my best time this year was a 23:09.
Okay. All right. Best of luck at state.
Thank you.
Who do we have here?
Micaiah Poost.
Hi, Micaiah. How are you? How's it going?
It's good.
All right. and talk about your season this year. First of all, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I am a senior at La Caparle, and I'm in, other than cross country, I'm in dance and track, and then Agapes, Valley Dance District, and student council and yearbook.
Okay. And what's one of your favorite moments during this year? What's one of your favorite highlights for you?
Probably when they found out that we were going to state, but I'd say that.
Okay. All right. Are you guys close, pretty close friends, everybody?
You can tell by our shorts today. We're really close.
What do you got? Oh, you're not running in these at state, though, are you?
No, we can't.
Okay, no. What describe to our listeners.
So we have, at our cross-country meet in Grand Forks every year, they sell shorts called chicken legs that have funny designs on them.
Oh.
And our team all buys them in the same print. So we're all wearing different ones today. But
all right. Whose idea was that?
It's a collective agreement.
Okay. All right. What's one of your favorite courses to run, Micaiah?
I don't remember what it's called, but wherever Benson hosts their meets.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Good. And you're alternate at state?
Yep, I'm an alternate.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you.
Who got here?
Chloe Gluggy.
Hey, Chloe. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a junior from La Caparle. I'm also involved in track, shadows, FFA, 4-H, and Agapes.
Okay. And what's one of your highlights for this year?
Probably the Grand Forks meet. I think that's a really fun environment that we all get to meet together, stay in hotel. Yeah.
Okay, and then you get to compete with North Dakota, South Dakota teams?
Yeah, it's a huge meet, and it's kind of cool to see where we place in between everyone from other states.
All right. Talk about your section run.
Well, I like to say it was another race. It wasn't too good for me personally, but we made it through, and we made it to state, so I'd say that's positive.
Yep. So Sherb had his math wrong and said you didn't make it, but you did. What did you think after that?
Well, see, when he told us that we didn't make it, I did not believe him because I just knew that we made it. So then I went over and I talked to one of my other friends from another school, and they're like, no, you made it. So then I went over and told the team, and then we had to look at results right away. So it was really
cool.
Cool.
Good.
Yeah.
And your favorite course to run in the area and your best time?
Well, most people would disagree with me on this, but my favorite course is Spicer because there's a lot of rolling hills and there's a lot of turns.
Okay. And your best time this year? Do you remember?
2020, I think.
Okay. Good. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Who do we have here?
Sadie Rosendahl.
Hi, Sadie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Are you excited?
Yeah, really.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a junior from La Caparle, and I'm involved in track, cross country, FFA, Agapes. Yeah.
Okay. And how did you do at sections?
Not the best, but yeah. Legs were a little sore, but
I mean, why does everybody say not the best, but you're going to state?
I don't know.
Well, that's a good team effort then in sections, right? Okay. What's one of your favorite courses to run in your best time?
Probably Raymond or Lakeview.
Okay. All right. And everyone gets along really well, it looks like, on the team, huh?
Yep.
Who's the funniest person on the team, you think? I'm going to put you on the spot.
Probably Alyssa.
Okay. I think everyone will say that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Sadie. Who do we have here?
Laura Schreier.
Alyssa, we're going to talk to you. Hey, Laura, how's it going?
Good.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a junior at Dawson Boyd High School, and I am involved in basketball, cross-country, trap shooting, and golf.
Okay. And how'd you do at sections? I know you did really well.
I ran a personal best.
Yep, that's what I said. You ran really well. Boy, that really helped the team get the state, I think, didn't it? Did you push hard?
Yeah.
Okay. Talk about your section run here on the Madison Golf Course.
I knew that I had to be in front of quite a few people, so I just had to give it my all, and at the end I really had to push the last 800 meters. So.
Okay. And it's important to pass as many people as you can before the finish line.
Yep.
That's right. So what's your best time this year?
21:06.
Okay. And that's at sections?
Yep.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What's your favorite course to run?
Probably Raymond.
Okay. Everybody sends Raymond. Why is that?
It's flat.
Flat. You don't. Nobody likes hills, huh?
Except Chloe.
Okay, except Chloe does. Okay. And, of course, you're on the Dawson Boyd golf team, and we'll see you in the spring, right, at state golf, too, right?
Hopefully.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right. Alyssa, everybody says you're the funniest person on the team. Is that right?
I don't know.
All right. Alyssa, tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name's Alyssa. I'm involved in cross country, basketball, golf, band, choir, and agapes.
Okay. State golf at for Dawson Boyd, too. State champions, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So talk about your season here. How'd you do this season? What's some of your highlights?
I had a lot of fun. Some people call me the JV Warrior.
The what?
The JV Warrior.
Oh, the JV Warrior. Okay.
Yeah. It's been fun hanging out with these fun ladies.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You were out for cross country last year, weren't you?
I sure was.
Okay. All right. What's one of your best courses?
Definitely not Spicer. I don't know why Chloe's saying that. But I like Raymond.
Okay. Good. All right. Well, I think you're making everybody laugh here for some reason. What's going on?
I don't know. They could be laughing because I'm funny looking. Or...
All right. All right, Alyssa. Thank you. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Okay. And that's your Lac Parle Valley Dawson Boyd girls cross-country team. And we'll talk to Coach Sherb here in a little bit. With me is head coach John Sherb of the Lac Parle Valley Dawson Boyd girls. And John, you got to be really excited about having your girls team here at state.
Oh, yeah. It's an awesome thing to have and to get these girls back and get that enjoyment of the next step. And that's always what we love to do. And so just be fun and see what we can do.
Yeah, how many seniors are on your squad?
We our front six are all underclassmen. Are awesome. Basically seven, eight, and nine are seniors. So again, it's way to go. But again, doesn't mean a lot. You still got to be able to regroup for next year. Just we got to take care of this year first to find out what next year is.
Okay, well, let's talk about this year. Let's talk back up a week at Madison Golf Course. You surprised some people coming in second, beating Laverne by only 3 points. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. And you start looking at numbers games, and I keep looking at that. Where did we make some moves? And like Talia had a chance with her. A Laverne girl came in the straightaway. She beat her by 1 second.
Oh.
So there's a 2-point swing if it doesn't hold. Now we're only up one. So I mean, we just picked up some really, really nice legs there, and that was really big to have that shot.
Yeah, and Laura Schreier was important in the run, too.
Oh, yeah. That was, again, I think I charted her out. Now, the last three races she has ran, she has PR'd.
Oh.
And it's big for him because I think going in to the McRae meet, if I remember right, not McRae, the Prinsburg meet, she had not broken 22. And then now she's low 21. She'll see basically has improved within that time 45 seconds. Yep. So you got to love the way that happens.
Yep. I loved it at the section awards ceremony. Everybody, before that, everybody's going, Redwood Valley and Laverne will go 1-2, 1-2. But no, it's Redwood Valley and Lac Parle Valley, Dawson Boyd.
And that's the fun part. Yep. And it's like, paper doesn't mean anything because, you know, Springfield was supposed to be in there, too. And you just, yep, again, you compete at that time and doesn't mean a heck of a lot until you race.
Okay. Quickly, just tell us about some of the girls running here at state today, this morning.
Well, you know, Bryn has been our top one as you know, as tough as a freshman. She's been up and down with her sports asthma. She's been fighting that. So, but again, she's been, the weather stabilized a lot with her. And she's that front side. She's, yes, got to pull back on the reins. Unfortunately, at section meet, she got a little too aggressive too early. And it was a tough last mile for her to run. Mm-hmm. So she's got to be more consistent. But she's still, the front side works really well. And then Chloe, right, her sister's right behind her. Chloe's really made some strides to get back into her. You know, early, Chloe was up and down a little bit, and she'd run well, and then she struggled for a couple. But she has really gotten to be solidified as a stable, and that's just, you got to be stabilizing that. Then Laura, you know, again, Laura has been our three slot that has grown so much.
Mm-hmm.
From last year to this year, it's just been really a pleasant surprise, and you just don't know where she has it.
Mm-hmm.
But she has been really been kind of that middle of the race team for us to survive and do well. Then, you know, you had Sadie Rosendahl, who's been quiet. And like I told Sadie and T. Atali and Elsa, I've been telling Harper, I said, this team will only go as far as our 4 or 5 girls go. We're good through 3, but 4 and 5 has got to decide where we're at. So, again, Sadie's just been really hitting things, Mark, and then the focus and the drive is really, you got to like that determination she has. And maybe her brother not needling her a little bit maybe help a little bit now, and that helps too.
Okay, yeah.
And then Talia Hersom has been, you know, tall, lanky gal. We just got to get her legs. So I always remind her time she gets a little bit short in her stride and she starts beating herself up. And she's also, again, growing pains. And, you know, we got a lot of these girls do multi things. And so she's the one's been very busy, but she has really been steady in there. Harper has been just our quiet, doesn't say a heck of a lot. We'll talk at times, but she'll she's hurting at times, and she just runs through it. She's kind of that, you know, we talk about blue collar workers. These kids are. They just she doesn't. Yep. She'll work her butt through it, and doesn't matter where physically she is.
Mm-hmm.
Makai has been around us, and she's just, you know, just a great kid to have around, the smile and everything else. And you know, she's been in that as one of our seniors, just has been with this crew all the years and has grown nice. And then Morgan Anderson, who also been one of our top seven also. Morgan has been, you know, probably the biggest surprise of the crew, really has been steady and has really made some steps to improve the last, probably the last four meets. She has really stepped and improved it. Then Alyssa Swinski, our number nine runner there, our ninth girl, again, great kid, works hard. You know, she's a heck of a golfer, a really good basketball player, and then she's a cross country runner. Right. So you gotta like the way she, but she's another one too. She won't tell you if she's hurting. She won't say anything, and she'll be. I know at conference meet, she had a really bad side ache hit, and she did not say anything at all. You could tell she was in pain, but she got it out. And that's what you really like, these kids that are putting themselves on the limit to work to go in that tough. Because, again, you got to go that uncharted territory when you run.
Yep. All right, great team you got at State here. Let's talk about the course at the University of Minnesota. I believe it's the last year running State here.
Yeah, it'll be the last year we're at the State, and I don't know where they're moving it from there. The course is very challenging, the last part. You guys, I always tell them it's rolling a little bit early, but you got to survive. And then you really got to have the determination to finish. And you want to you got to have a good start, too, because if you aren't got a decent start, then you're going to fight a lot of people to get by.
Yep.
But they go out and they work their way past by the clubhouse and they come back. Then they got a 1,000-meter loop. Basically, it's almost about 1,000-meter each loop. And they've got to hit that twice. And there's a couple of good climbs in there. You got to climb. And some of the kids go, well, it's like County Park Hill. And I said, true. I said, it's kind of a county park. We worked down there with that hill. And it's tough. And you get through it, you get to the top, and you come back down, and you got to hit it again so quickly, the legs don't recover. Right. And I've seen kids falter that last part just because it deadens them out. And then you got to come back with something to finish. So
It's 11 o'clock. You're listening to 92.1 FM, KLQP, Madison Dawson.
Okay. But again, it's your stride, don't get cutting, and that's the thing you look at. So it's a good course. We'll find out where we can handle it. The good thing is we've got Chloe's been there before us, raced there, and so Brenna's having those two with their experience, I think, will help a lot. And you just don't know, and that'll be the fun part.
All right, real good. And the other teams that stayed here, some pretty good ones.
Yeah, there are some really good ones. I just was looking at the rankings a little bit, just looked at the top four. The top four, oof, they're tough. You're going to have Spicer, which Kaiser Freely, one of our former runners, assisting coaching there. They've been just, since we saw them at our place the first meet, how they kicked our butt all over the place. They've been number one. They're a tough team.
Okay.
And so they will be the favorite going in. St. Cloud the Cathedral is in that second slot there, and that they've been putting that.
Perm up there?
Perm is a double-A school, so they're not class A. They're another machine. That's another level of running there. it's not Mankato Loyal. It's a Mankato school. They are, I think it's Mankato Loyal, I think. Okay. It is. They're ranked three. Right in front of Redwood. Okay. So Redwood's right in that. So, again, you saw Redwood, our place, at section meet, how tough they are. So those four are pretty much in. You know, then there's some other teams in there that fit in the fold after that. So it's going to be an interesting field. There's some teams that are supposed to be or didn't get in. So, again, your timing, your key, how you handle it, and where we finish, I don't know.
Okay. Real good, John. Thanks for your time, and we'll talk to you after the run here.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Yep. Head coach John Sherbert, the Lockwell Valley Dawson Boy girls team. We'll take a break and come back with more State Cross Country coverage right after this.
State Cross Country coverage on Q92 brought to you by Anderson DeBuse Funeral Home, Appleton Area Health, B. Johnson Electric, Bellingham American Legion, CCM Health, Montevideo, Cargill, and Madison, Celtic Insurance, Cliff Beesman Trucking, the Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Truck Parts, Dean Martinson Pioneer Seeds, Edward Jones, Erickson Chevrolet, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo. State Cross Country coverage brought to you by Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Gnometown Grounds in Dawson, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Greater Community Credit Union, Grewell Electric, Heather Nursery and Floral, Independent Oil Company in Canby, Jenny O Turkey Store, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers. State Cross Country brought to you by Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Lean Lumber, Livestock Systems in Dawson, Ludvigson Tiling, Olson Sanitation, Prairie Sun Bank, Shadowland Trucking, Brian Smith Seed, State Farm Insurance, Tony Arata, Swidzinski for House, Grand Agency, Lock Farrell Mutual Insurance, Triple S Trucking, and United Prairie Bank in Madison. Thanks for joining us for State Cross Country coverage right here on Q92.
All right, time to visit with Maya Pesek of the Cambie Mineota Girls Cross Country Team. Of course, Maya is running in the state cross country meet here at the University of Minnesota golf course today. And let's get to know Maya a little bit. And actually, Maya and I know each other pretty well, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
We go way back, right?
Yeah, all the way to kindergarten.
Yeah. And now what grade are you?
I'm a sophomore.
Oh, man. Seems like you were in kindergarten just the other day, Maya.
Yeah, I guess.
Does it seem
that way? Sometimes.
Yeah. And the reason I remember this like it was yesterday, interviewing you with your calf at the Yellow Medicine County Fair when you were in kindergarten. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember bits and pieces of it, honestly. Yeah.
How long have you been in 4-H?
I've been in 4-H for 10 years now.
Okay. And we always take a picture every year. It's an annual picture at the fair, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we're going to get another one, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, let's talk cross country. Another successful season. So how many years have you been going to the state tournament, Maya?
This will be my fourth year going to the state tournament.
Oh, wow. So it never gets old, does it?
No, not at all. The thrill is still amazing.
There?
Yeah.
Let's talk about the section run, the section meet in Madison last week. What place did you get? And talk about the run a little bit.
I got eighth place, and it was a really nice day outside for a run. I was against a bunch of good girls. We have a really tough section, so it was certainly a great day to just go out there and do my best, and I'm glad I did what I did.
Yeah, you did. And you ran hard, right?
Yes.
What time?
I ran a 20:01.
Okay. What's your personal time, best time you've ever run since seventh grade in cross country?
A 19:27 last year at conference.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm just going to start beginning. Why do you like running?
I don't know. Honestly, it's just the way it makes me feel. It's certainly, like, running is just such therapy for me, and it just makes me happy. Like, okay. Running is a great thing to have.
You've always liked to run, then?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. I've always liked to watch other people run, be a runner. I remember being little and coming to practice and watching the older kids run and thinking how cool that was.
Nice. Awesome. And you're off for track, too.
Yes.
Do you run in track?
I run anywhere from an 800 and up. I run the 800, 16, 32.
Okay. All right. All right. Let's talk about your season here, some of the other meets that you've done. Have you been medalist in any other meets, or do you remember any meets stand out to you that you did well in or the team did?
Yeah, I've been in the top five other than at sections for all of our meets, so that has been really fun. And then I would say another really great race was the Wilmer race, which is a bigger meet that we go to.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I wasn't top five in that one, but it was the first year that I got anything from that meet, so that was super exciting.
Okay. What would you say you've improved on in your running since seventh grade, now that you're a sophomore?
I don't know. Probably just strategizing my races. Then it was just going out and running, and sometimes I overdo that, but it's certainly something that I've worked on.
Okay, is that what your mom coach has told you?
Yes.
Strategize more?
Yeah. Picture the race. Picture it.
Yeah, picture it. Okay. For you listeners that don't know, Maya's mom, Allison, is the head coach, and we'll talk to Allison here a little bit. So that's kind of a cool thing to have your mom as a coach, huh?
Yeah, I love her as a coach. She's great.
She runs the practices pretty hard?
Yeah, sometimes, but it's a great program we have going here. So
you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, very successful. One of the best programs in the state of Minnesota, actually. Let's talk about your seventh year. Let's talk about going to state, okay?
Okay.
Seventh grade, what do you remember about state at seventh grade? Your first year there, were you really nervous?
Well, first, I remember sections finding out that we had made it. I was so excited. And then when we got there, it was just such a surreal experience, like going with the older girls and just feeling like, whoa, like I made it.
Yeah.
Like I did this.
Yeah. As a seventh grader, that's pretty cool, isn't it? Huh?
Yeah, it was just super exciting.
Okay. And was that at St. Olaf at Northfield?
Yes, I ran my first year at St. Olaf.
Okay. Yeah, I like that place better than you. Would you agree with that?
I would 100% agree.
Okay. About eighth grade, what do you remember about your eighth grade season and team and going to state?
I remember just, like, being like, okay, we have to go again. Like, we can't not. And when we did, it was just super exciting again. And then we went down there, and it was Braylon Merritt's senior year. So it was super exciting to run my last race with her. And it was just, it was so much fun. Yeah.
How about your ninth grade year at state?
That
was last year, right?
Yeah, my ninth grade year, I had a really good season last year, and I was just so excited to go and show what I had. And it was just, again, it was super fun. I had a super fun group of girls, a group of seniors last year, and it was just, it was super fun, like it has been.
Yeah. And did you have any seniors on the team then last year?
Yeah, we had quite a few seniors last year. We had like Claire Stokes, Natalie Stokes, Lily Wollum.
Oh, yeah, a lot of seniors. Okay. Yep. Oh, yeah, I remember you. It's coming back to me now.
Yeah, we had quite a few seniors last year, so.
Okay. And this year, talk about your team this year.
My team this year was a super fun group of really young girls. We had a very young team this year because we were trying to replace some of those seniors from last year. And just the improvements that they made over the season, it was super fun to watch them grow and develop. And I'm super excited to see what they can bring to the table next year.
And who was on your team?
It's me, Taylor Arata, Adrian Christensen, Jonna Briggs, Sophie Becker, Allie Giese, Anna Briggs, Charlotte Brunswig, and Addison Full.
Okay, and all of you get along really well, I'm guessing, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We had a lot of laughing,
Okay. All right, let's talk about the University of Minnesota golf course that you're running on. Actually, this is the last year because I understand they sold the golf course, so state cross country will be somewhere else next year, right?
Yeah, I mean, third state course, so.
Talk about the course that you've ran on before as state.
It's definitely a hilly course. It's certainly not an easy course by any means. And then with all the fans and everything, which everybody's super supportive up there, it's just sometimes it's really hard to hear yourself think even because of how loud it is. And so that combined with the hills, it's not exactly my favorite course, but it's certainly a tough one and you feel very accomplished after finishing it.
So let's strategize, like you said, or what was the word you used? What's the plan?
Like, picture it. You got to picture it. And probably just to go out hard like I have every other race. That's the way I race. And just...
I noticed that at sections.
Yeah.
When the gun went, I go, whoa, look at Maya. She's sprinting already.
I get that a lot. Yeah. I don't know. It's the way I've always raced. It's the way the older girls when I was a seventh grader race. So that's just how I've known to race. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I love racing like that. Okay. I think it's really fun to just have others chase me and try to not get caught as much as possible. So probably at state, just trying to stay up with the, like, about where I should be, trying to just concentrate, make sure not too many are in front. Right. And
I say this every year at state cross country. There's so many girls. I don't know how many girls are, 150, 180 maybe?
Something like that,
So when the gun sounds, that's a lot different than a regular local meet, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot more girls. It's a lot of, like, try not to trip others, try not to shove.
Yeah, and try not to get behind right away.
Right, yes, exactly, which is why my start works really well at state.
All right, and remember how you placed the other years?
I think my first year I got 112th or something. Okay. And then my eighth grade year, I got 53rd.
53rd, okay.
And then last year, I think, was 49th, I believe.
Okay.
I could be completely wrong.
Well, let's go top 25 and make all state, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly a goal, yeah.
I got to mention this, Maya. I know your grandmother passed away not too long ago, and I know I've heard that you're running for her. And tell me a little bit about your grandma. She is a big supporter of Canby Sports and you.
Yeah, she was an amazing woman, and she was certainly a great supporter for my races. Even though it was really hard for her to always be there, I always knew she was watching just live results, because cross country is not exactly an easy sport to watch online.
Yeah.
But she was constantly always watching live results, always texting me and being like, hey, great race today. Like,
nice.
So, yeah.
That's good. Yeah, it means a lot. And she's looking down on you. I know, cheering you on at state here today, right?
Oh, yes. She always is.
Yep.
Yep.
All right, Maya, pleasure to visit with you again, and we'll visit next year, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Good luck at state.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to Maya after a run here at the state cross country. Maya Pesek from Camby, Minnesota. I'm with Camby, Minnesota cross country coach Allison Pesek. And Allison, you got your daughter in the state again this year.
Yes, I did.
And of course, the team had an outstanding season. Let's talk about the Camby, Minnesota boys and girls teams this year.
Yeah, I'm very pleased with how they ended their season. Both teams ended up fourth in the section. And when you think about a 22-team section, I'm happy with fourth place.
Yeah.
And both the boys and girls coming out in that top five, that's always a goal that we want to stay in that top five to continue to be one of the best teams around. Yeah. So,
I noticed on one of your social media posts how you mentioned how tough Section 3 cross country. It's like a mini state tournament, isn't it?
Yeah, you feel like it sometimes, yes. For sure, you'll see it when the state results come out. I'm sure Redwood is going to be towards the top, and they led our section, and they're going to go down and lead down at the state, and that just shows you what we're racing against in our section. Yep.
Okay. Well, let's talk. We talked a little bit about what you think. How Maya's season do this year?
Maya's had a good season, definitely maybe a little bit of up and down. She actually had an injury that came on the beginning of October and maybe scared mom more than coach mom, but we did what we needed to do to work through it, and she came out strong in the end, running her best time of the season at sections, and it was great to see her come through that and come out strong on the other side.
Good. You got to be pretty proud of her, you know, 7th, 8th, 9th, and now sophomore year.
Yes.
Not too many kids, I don't think, at state can say that they kind of maybe Carrie Tolleson.
Right? Yeah. I actually was talking to Maya about that the other day because I think Leah Jessen, who was Beth Jessen's daughter, is the last one that maybe went this many years.
Oh,
so,
wow.
As ironic as that is, the coach's daughters.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that now. Leah actually and her brother helped me broadcast a state cross country meet a number of years ago. There you go, Maya. Maya can help me broadcast after she graduates.
There you go, yeah. Right.
Talk about the University of Minnesota course.
Yeah, kind of like Maya mentioned earlier, it is definitely a challenging course. It's got a lot of rolling hills and a lot of turns. And then, it's much more open than the St. Olaf course was.
Okay.
And so spectators can kind of go everywhere. So I think it's loud everywhere, which was certainly an adjustment for our team when we went from St. Olaf to this course. And it just gets kind of loud at spots. But now that she's been down here three times, she should be able to work through that, right?
Right. Okay, you were all for cross country. You ran for Camby, right?
Yes,
okay.
I did.
How did you do?
Well, she officially beat me. I went to state three times.
Oh, you
so
did.
She's passed her mom up. Isn't that what every parent wants?
That's right. I didn't realize that. What years was that? Did you go as team or individual?
Both, but it was 95, 96, 97 were the three years I went down and ran at the state.
Wow.
Yep.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it is.
What do you remember about that?
Well, in 95, the boys got first and us girls got third.
Oh.
So that was pretty exciting. And then we went back in 96 and the girls got second and the boys got third. So we brought home some hardware a couple of those years.
Who was your coach?
Bill Bredesen.
Bill, okay.
And our assistant coach was Patty Merritt, who took over the head coach position after.
You remember some of your teammates on some of those teams?
Oh, geez.
I'm going to put you on the spot. You don't need to mention all of them.
Well, I will mention the head coach for Laverne is Peter Janiseski, and he was one of the boys running at that time.
Yeah.
And the head coach in Marshall is Brian Liefried, and he was one of them running at that time. So there's a group of us in the region coaching now that were running on those teams back then.
That's exciting.
So that is kind of fun.
So how do you compare to Maya, your daughter, then, as far as time? Do you remember any times you ran?
Well, I ran a 4,000 because the girls ran a 4,000, so we can't even compare times.
Oh, shoot. that's a great story. I didn't know that.
So, yes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
I mentioned this to Maya, your sympathies about your mom passing away. I know that's dear to your heart now with Maya running that state, right?
Yes, absolutely. So my mom was my biggest fan, just as I would hope Maya would say I'm the same for her. Yeah. But my mom never missed a meet. She was a cross-country mom all the way through, and she just adored Cambie Mineota cross-country all the way. And so when I later came back and started coaching, she thought that was a pretty neat thing because it was a big part of my life. And
Awesome. Yeah. Was she one of the crazy parents when you were running, like some parents are today? I mean, yelling and screaming?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. Okay. Yeah, you always seem to hear her.
Could you hear?
She was the mom that maybe found spots where no one else was. So,
Okay. All right. That's pretty cool. How do you prepare Maya for a race? What do you, I mean, let's talk a little bit about, what do you do? Do you run by her, or do you run from point A to point B during the state meet?
I try to find spots where I know she's going to hear me. People that know I have a loud voice, so it's not hard to hear me. But I try to get where maybe she's going to at least get that encouragement just from hearing my voice.
Okay, good. Well, good luck at state, and we'll keep doing it. I like doing this every year.
Yeah, so do we. Thank you very much.
You bet. Allison Pesek, head coach of the Cambie Mineota boys and girls team.
State cross country coverage on Q92 brought to you by Anderson DeBuse Funeral Home, Appleton Area Health, B. Johnson Electric, Bellingham American Legion, CCM Health, Montevideo, Cargill and Madison, Celtic Insurance, Cliff Beesman Trucking, the Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Truck Parts, Dean Martinson Pioneer Seeds, Edward Jones, Erickson Chevrolet, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo. State cross country coverage brought to you by Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Dometown Grounds in Dawson, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Greater Community Credit Union, Gruwell Electric, Heather Nursery and Floral, Independent Oil Company in Cambie, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers. State cross country brought to you by Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Lean Lumber, Livestock Systems in Dawson, Ludvigson Tiling, Olson Sanitation, Prairie Sun Bank, Shadowland Trucking, Brian Smith Seed, State Farm Insurance, Tony Arata, Swidzinski for House, Brand Agency, Lock Farrell Mutual Insurance, Triple S Trucking, and United Prairie Bank in Madison. Thanks for joining us for state cross-country coverage right here on Q92.
All right, Paul Ramel here in the studio. We're having difficulty connecting with Amy Heidemann down at the University of Minnesota Golf Course to get the results here. We've been trying hard to just have a real bad connection for some reason. So hopefully we'll get Amy on here this morning yet. I do have the results, though. La Caparal Valley Dawson Boy Girls, they placed 14th in the state. There's like over 180 girls running. Brendan Glagey placed 54th place. Chloe Glagey placed 96. Laura Schreider, 114. Sadie Rosendahl placed 130. Talia Hersham placed 144. Harper Grunholz, 154. And Morgan Anderson, 155. Good enough there for 14th place. Elsie Leopold from the Wabasso Rabbits, the Section 3A champions, she just missed out on All-State, placing 27th. And first place team-wise went to New London Spicer. They're the girls' champion there. So I think we got Amy on the line here. We'll get Amy on the line here in a little bit. Until then, we'll just go back to regular programming. When we connect with Amy, we'll put her on and wrap up the state cross-country coverage.
All right, let's go back down to
the University of Minnesota and with Amy Heidemann. She's covering state cross-country for us today. And, Amy, you got some interviews and some results.
Yes, I have Maya Pesek here with Coach Pesek, Allison Pesek from Cambie Mineota, and Maya had a good race today. She finished 92nd with a time of 20 minutes and 57 seconds. Maya, this is your fourth trip down to the state meet. How did it feel today?
It felt really pretty good today. It was kind of a colder day, and this course is never easy, but it was a good day.
Coach Pesek, how did you feel about Maya's performance today?
I thought she ran well. She was right around a lot of girls from our section and just kind of gave it all she got right to the finish line.
Maya, you kind of faced some adversity this season with some injury and whatnot, and how did you mentally persevere through all of that to finish strong?
It was honestly a lot of just knowing that what I was capable of and trying to keep a positive mindset through it all.
Good. And, Coach, how do you coach an athlete through that? Kind of what she just said, right? You got to keep her mentally believing in herself that we're going to get over the hump and get to where we want to be. And, you know, 3 weeks prior to sections, we were just hoping to get here, and we're here. So that's a big deal. Yeah, so I do think that's a big deal when you're in a spot where you're not sure you're even going to finish the season, and then you finish strong. So that's great. Paul, back to you.
All right, thanks, Amy, and we'll try to get the Lacapaul Valley Dawson Boyd girls here in a little bit as well. Meanwhile, we'll just go back to regular programming.
Perfect.
State Cross Country coverage on Q92 brought to you by Anderson DeBuse Funeral Home, Appleton Area Health, B. Johnson Electric, Bellingham American Legion, CCM Health, Montevideo, Cargill and Madison, Celtic Insurance, Cliff Beesman Trucking, the Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Truck Parts, Dean Martinson Pioneer Seeds, Edward Jones, Erickson Chevrolet, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo. State Cross Country coverage brought to you by Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Gnometown Grounds in Dawson, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Greater Community Credit Union, Grewell Electric, Heather Nursery and Floral, Independent Oil Company in Canby, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers. State Cross Country brought to you by Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Lean Lumber, Livestock Systems in Dawson, Ludvigson Tiley, Olson Sanitation, Prairie Sun Bank, Shadowland Trucking, Brian Smith Seed, State Farm Insurance, Tony Arata, Swidzinski for House, Brand Agency, Lock Farrell Mutual Insurance, Triple S Trucking, and United Prairie Bank in Madison. Thanks for joining us for state cross-country coverage right here on Q92.
Okay, good morning. This is Miss Heideman, or Principal Heideman from Dawson Boyd, interviewing the Lock Farrell Dawson girls cross-country team who just wrapped up their state tournament race. Bryn and Chloe, this is your second time down at the state meet.
Yep.
How did today compare to the last couple times down here?
Well, I got a couple places behind what I did last year, but I ran fascinated last year, so it was a really nice race. It felt a lot better due to the second time. Since I already have a feel of the course, it felt really good.
Good. And how about you, Bryn?
Well, Chloe, I was here 2 years ago, and I definitely ran a lot faster then, but it was still really fun. And it was nice because I knew the course. I knew what I was going up, but yeah.
Yeah. And how about the rest of you? Who wants to step up and speak to running your first race here at the state meet? Laura?
Yeah. Hi. yeah, it was a good first race. I mean, it was challenging, but it's good to be here, have the experience, and it's even better to do with our teammates. It makes it a lot more enjoyable, so.
Yeah, it's fun to get you all here. It makes it more a fun experience and bringing everybody down together. Talia, how was it out there with all the people on the course?
It was very loud, but fun.
Good. How about you girls? Something to say about today's race?
It was really good. All the people made it seem like it went by really fast, and it was really fun.
Good.
Yeah, I just feel like we had a really good support system here, and our coaches were loud. Micaiah and Alyssa were loud. Yeah.
All right, and Morgan, this is your last race, wrapping it up. How did it feel today?
It was good. It was a challenging course, but a fun environment, so
yeah.
It was fun.
You guys ran good times today and represented Lacapaul Dawson Boyd really well. Proud of you, ladies. Anything else to say to your followers back home?
Thank you for all your support.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Awesome. We're good, Paul.
State Cross Country coverage on Q92 brought to you by Anderson DeBuse Funeral Home, Appleton Area Health, B. Johnson Electric, Bellingham American Legion, CCM Health, Montevideo, Cargill and Madison, Celtic Insurance, Cliff Beesman Trucking, the Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Truck Parts, Dean Martinson Pioneer Seeds, Edward Jones, Erickson Chevrolet, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo. State Cross Country coverage brought to you by Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Gnometown Grounds in Dawson, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Greater Community Credit Union, Grewell Electric, Heather Nursery and Floral,
Independent Oil Company in Canby, Jenny O Turkey Store, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, State Cross Country brought to you by Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Lean Lumber, Livestock Systems in Dawson, Ludvigson Tiling, Olson Sanitation, Prairie Sun Bank, Shadowland Trucking, Brian Smith Seed, State Farm Insurance, Tony Arata, Swidzinski for House, Brand Agency, Black Farrell Mutual Insurance, Triple S Trucking, and United Prairie Bank in Madison. Thanks for joining us for state cross-country coverage right here on Q92.
Okay, this is Amy again from the state cross-country meet, and I'm here with Coach John Sherb of Loughborough Dawson Boyd. And how did you feel about today's girls' race? Sure.
Please, you know, goal goes going in to finish top 12, but you just don't know with the weather. You know, it was a cool morning this morning, and some of the kids don't like the cool, and did they have enough warm clothes, you know, for preparation. And so you just don't know, and just the course, it can eat you alive, or it can, you can really survive on. And I thought we really, really ran well early, maybe paid for it in the end a little bit, but you liked that aggressiveness, at least playing the game and having yourself in a spot. So the kids ran really, really well, and you know, chance to be down here, I think it's really fun for them.
Yep, I think it's great to bring down a whole team and have them all get the experience and kind of get the feel for what it's like to come and compete as a team, and gives them a little incentive to build for future years, right?
That's the goal. It's always the goal on that. And like I said, there's a lot of teams that are home would love to be here. And yeah, that's the thing, is you get a chance to compete. And you know, Nikki Swenson always talks about, says it's so much fun to have a team down instead of individually. It's just, you got people to be around, and that's what the fun part. So it's really a great experience for these kids that get the chance to do this. And hopefully we can build on this.
Yep, I agree. It is fun for them and fun to see how the team bonds. And they just, a lot of giggles and a lot of making fun of Coach Sherb.
Well, if that's what does to get to run faster, I'll do it all the time. That's the way it is.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Anything else you'd like to say to the folks back home?
Oh, you missed a good one. You missed a good morning run. But, no, it was good. We had a lot of people I was surprised seeing down. Some fans came down and saw, and that was really nice to see, too. And it's a great experience just seeing the wall of people moving through every race and just watching these kids just expand. So, no, it was fun. The kids, you got to be pleased with the kids handled themselves down there as competing and also as people themselves, and you got to enjoy that.
Yep, awesome. Thanks, Coach Sherb. And, Paul, back to you.
Hey, Amy, thank you so much for covering state cross country this morning. You did a fantastic job.
Thank you.
All right.
It was a pleasure.
Okay,